You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Hello, everybody. My name is Daryl, and welcome back to another Breadline show, a show for the unemployed, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR. Community Radio 855 AM on your dial or online at 3cr.org.au. So, if you're having problems with Centrelink or your job provider, give one of our volunteers a call at the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on 1800 289 848 between 10 AM to 2 PM, Monday to Friday, or you can send us an email at auwu.org.au. Now for the small print. The information given by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union is of a general nature only and is not intended to be relied upon as or to be a substitute for specific professional advice. Although we do endeavour to provide accurate and timely information, there can be no guarantee that such information is accurate as of the date it is received, or that it will continue to be accurate in the future. All right, let's forge on, because I've got three pages of stuff to get through. Now, I'd like to talk a little bit about a phone call I got last week. Tucker Tom the trucker has a part-time job driving a semi. Nothing unusual there. I'm guessing that's what truck drivers do. He says his boss wants to upgrade him into a MC, which is a multi-combination. Trouble is, it has a crane on it, so he needs a crane permit. And of course, to get that permit, it costs money. He asked his job provider for help to pay for the permit, but he says they told him they can't help him with that unless he gives them details of his employer. That is completely false. They do not need to know who his employer is, and they are unjustly denying him access to the employment fund, which is exactly what it's there for. And also it helps Tom to be more employable. Everybody who is registered with a job provider is entitled to the employment fund to help with things like that, including new clothes for a job interview, help with transport costs, accredited training, PPE, working with children checks, things of that nature. The money allocated for each and every recipient last time I checked was something like, $300 to $1,200, depending on the circumstances. So I advised Tom to lodge a formal complaint to the Department of Employment and Workplace Relations National Customer Service line. After that, hopefully at his next appointment, they will have their checkbook out.
You're listening to 3CR Community Radio 855 AM on digital and online. 3CR Radical Radio.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Now, let's talk about your job plan. To ensure your job provider respects your basic rights when signing a new job plan, the Australian Unemployed Workers Union recommends you take the following precautions. Now, check your job plan. Make sure you aren't being forced to do things that you don't have to, according to the deed and guidelines. Be wary of broad terms and vague language. For example, I agreed to undertake any additional activities as directed by my provider. When you see something like that, question it. Remember that the job plan must be tailored to your particular circumstances and capabilities. If you're not sure about your job plan, remember you do not have to sign it straight away. You do have the option to take it home for a couple of days to go over it carefully. That way, if you need to, you can look at it with friends and family. If you do choose to take it home for a couple of days, sometimes the consultant might say, "Oh, but I wanted you to sign it today." Don't be put off by that. If they were expecting you to sign it today, then that's their problem, not yours. Another trick that they do, that I once fell for, is when you bring it back, suddenly they present you with a different one. If that's the case, then there is another 2 days to go over it. All right. Now, over the weekend, I attended a meeting with the Renters and Housing Union. This union is a member-run organisation comprised of renters, homeowners and people in unstable housing. Collectively, the union organises for the right to safe and secure housing through self-advocacy, education and eviction defence. Well, that's an important one. I met a really great bunch of people there. Speakers were Ali Ferris, who answers the union's emails, Aaron Bennett, who is the assistant treasurer and used to be the president for our union, as a matter of fact. It was great to catch up with Aaron again. And Istra Hope, she takes care of the northern branch. So if you're having tenancy problems, get in touch with the Renters and Housing Union. They have their own website and you can find them on the internet and also on Facebook. A union that our union is happy to get behind and support. Yeah, you know, my grandson came to visit the other day. He saw an old 3.5-inch floppy disk that I had lying around. And he looked at it and he said, "Oh, cool, you 3D printed this save icon." Unbelievable. Gee, they make you feel old, let me tell you. All right, I'm just scraping around here. I've got more time than I realised. Here's something. The Australian Unemployed Union's National Advocacy Hotline has found the government $3 billion a year employment services industry to be deeply dysfunctional and punitive. Job agencies routinely fail to uphold the requirements of the Job Active and DES deeds, and unemployed workers are given no meaningful recourse to dispute unfair treatment. Quite typical. The data gathered by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union offers a rare insight into the experiences of unemployed workers as they interact with their job agencies. Okay, well, let's cover a little bit about one of the common issues we, the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, get calls about: bullying. There's about 54% of callers on the hotline raise job agency bullying as their core issue, making it the most common concern for unemployed workers contacting the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. Bullying occurs when an employment consultant behaves disrespectfully or unlawfully towards an unemployed worker. The most prevalent cases of job agency bullying occur when employment consultants are rude and dismissive, are abusive, bully unemployed workers into unfair activities, unfairly threaten clients with penalties, unfairly impose penalties on unemployed workers, refuse to explain to unemployed workers their rights. I had my consultant last week tried to get me to do work for the dole, but because I'm over 60, I don't have to do work for the dole. And he asked, "Oh, why not?" And I said, "Well, because I'm over 60, I don't have to." So, okay, we've run out of time now, but tune in again next week and we'll be joined with the lovely and all-inspiring Jessica. Until next week, good night.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.